Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I've just had a coconut macaroon. We've talked about these before. Of course we have. These were the chocolate ones, just to be clear. And do you know the best bit? The best bit about that chocolate macaroon was that I'd forgotten I'd bought them. I forgot. I went to Lidl. I went a bit wild in the aisles, particularly in the snack chocolate aisles. And can I just say, once again, Mr. Choc coming through for me. Mr. Choc's version of a Snickers, which is called something like a peanut caramel bar. Gorgeous. Absolutely stunning. But I'd forgotten that as well as my love affair with Mr. Choc, I'd also bought the coconut macaroons. Is there anything better than a snack, a little treat, an 11s is that you didn't know you had? I just don't think that can be beaten. So there was quite the drama here last night. Picture the scene. Nancy and I are in the kitchen. I'm chopping because inevitably I was making the sausage tray bake again. So I was chopping. Nancy and I are having a chat. Lovely, lovely. Suddenly a crash from upstairs. It sounded like there was a bag of gravel that had split open. That's the best way I can describe it. Nancy and I looked at each other. I said, what on earth's that? There was nobody upstairs, I should point out. So it wasn't a case of like, where are John and Louis and Peggy? What's going on? Anyway, went upstairs, started to look. You know, you start to look around. You're like, what's happened? Something. What's gone on here? Checked, like, you can see the roof out of Nancy's window. I was like, okay, there's nothing on the roof. Came into the back bedroom. There's a little shower room, an ensuite. Yeah, that's right. Came in, the whole of the glass panel next to the shower is completely smashed. Exploded, basically. I know. Thank goodness nobody was in there. And you might be listening to this going, Sarah, it happened to us. Because I know quite a few people now that this has happened to. It happened to my brother. Theirs shattered. John's got a friend who's got the glass, you know, the glass panels going up the side of a staircase to make like a banister. One of those broke. One of those just went. You know, the whole thing just shattered and just smashed into a million little bits all over the floor. Now, John has been heavily investigating. I lost interest very quickly about why this had happened. I was like, well, it's happened, so we've just got to clean it up and replace it. John was like, no, why? Why would it happen? I mean, it must be temperature, hadn't it? It must be something to do with hot and cold, being in the shower, the weather changing. You know, it must be something to do with that. Because it's been there. I mean, it's been there since we moved in. So it's not like it's, you know, flimsy glass or anything. And it's not moved particularly. Anyway, who knows? But that's the next job. That's the next job, clearing that up. I've got to call the glass people from down the road. They're going to have to come and replace it. Like it's their duty. They haven't got to do anything. They can decide if they want to take the job or not. But yeah, and to be honest, I mean, this happened during tea time, ahead of bath time. I was like, look, we don't need to use the shower or that room urgently, which is very, very fortuitous. So we've closed the door on it. That's all we did last night. I was like, I can't face this right now. Close the door on it. We'll come back to it later. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for 11s with me.